This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a psychiatrist's view of Job's three comforters as we study Job chapters 11 through 14. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A psychiatrist made the following observation about the friends of Job. When Job's friends came to see him after his children died, and he had suffered in so many other ways, they missed the opportunity to go down in history as uniquely sensitive and understanding. There they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and nights, and they didn't say a word, because they saw how utterly grief-stricken he was. But then they began to talk, and that spoiled it all. I suppose most of us would be pretty proud of ourselves if we sat and listened to someone for a whole week. But in the face of Job's great suffering, it wasn't long enough. Now maybe we need to hear more about the ministry of silence. When Zophar takes the stage in chapter 11, his remarks to Job are certainly not what you would expect from a friend who had come to comfort him. Here is Job, grieving over the loss of his children, suffering deep physical pain, and facing financial ruin from the loss of all his material goods, and up steps Zophar and begins to pour not healing balm, but bitter acid on this hurting human being. Zophar claimed to be a spokesman for God and his justice, but there was no evidence of the Lord's mercy and love. He was a man who overstepped his bounds, whose spirit was certainly not right with his brother, and who also was speaking and acting in direct contradiction to the Word of God. How can we really comfort a person who is in deep distress? I believe we can do it through listening to them, being with them, praying for them, and, when appropriate, sharing a word of personal testimony about a difficult time through which the Lord has brought us. Joe Bailey was a Christian man who understood the meaning of grief. He and his wife lost three sons. This is what Joe Bailey wrote about comfort. I was sitting, torn by grief. Someone came and talked to me of God's dealings, of why it happened, of hope beyond the grave. He talked constantly. He said things I knew were true. I was unmoved except to wish he'd go away, and he finally did. Another came and sat beside me. He didn't talk. He didn't ask leading questions. He just sat beside me for an hour and more, listened when I said something, answered briefly, prayed simply, and left. I was moved. I was comforted. I hated to see him go. May God grant us the grace and the wisdom to be his ministers of comfort to those around us in need. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Scripture memory is a spiritual discipline that can change your life. To help you begin, we'd like to send you a free copy of the booklet, Beginning with Christ. We think you'll find it encouraging in your walk of daily discipleship. Just write, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, how do you react to the public sin of a fellow Christian? Join us as we study Job chapters 15 through 17 on Daily Discipleship.